This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. You've seen them, those green historical markers with yellow gold lettering that dot the roadways around Vermont. They're how you learn that the country's first normal school, a school to teach teachers how to teach, was located in Concord, Vermont. There's also one pointing out the spot where an 11,000-year-old beluga whale was unearthed in Shalott. Laura Treishman is a historic preservation officer for the state.
What we're looking for are markers that will commemorate events, sites, people, the birthplaces, buildings associated with individuals, groups, or events, rare or exemplary examples of architecture or master builders. We really just want markers out there to educate people and to carry on the heritage and the history.
There are now 230 of these markers around the state. A new one went up in Fort Ethan Allen in Colchester last week, with a second one to be added in the spring. The fort is now populated with apartments, college housing, and a number of businesses, including VPR. But from the end of the 19th century until 1961, it actually housed United States Army troops. And from 1909 to 1913, that included an African-American regiment called the Buffalo Soldiers. That regiment can trace its roots back to 1866 when it fought for the U.S. in the Indian Wars. Lore has it that they earned the nickname of Buffalo Soldiers from Native Americans out of respect for their tenacity in battle. This new historic marker at Fort Ethan Allen commemorates the history. The Vermont Partnership for Fairness and Diversity was part of the group that worked on getting the marker placed. Curtis Reed is the Vermont Partnership's executive director, and he told VPR's Rick Singeri how the Buffalo Soldiers were received when they first arrived in the community.
Their arrival here caused some consternation by some town folk in Burlington, which wanted to pull out Jim Crow laws, keep the troops segregated. But fortunately, the city and its citizens would have none of that, given the state's strong history on civil rights. But it was actually the free press that was that opposed the troopers from coming. Out of an irrational narrative that, black troopers were destructive and they were wild and dangerous, and none of that was true. And in fact, everything was to the contrary. They had an exemplary record while they were stationed in Vermont. The other piece to that sort of hysteria on the part of the free press was the fact that 750 black troopers was going to substantially increase the black population of 25,000 residents. And ultimately, it was probably about 1,500 that came because you had wives and kids and, all of the regiments, both black and white, had sort of a trailing group of folks that followed them around. So, the apprehension that, all of a sudden we're going to have this blossoming black population and that we need to be fearful of, at least from the free press, was totally unfounded and never, ever realized.
Did the residents of Vermont take to the Buffalo Soldiers eventually?
Yes, very much so. There's sort of a funny story around sports, the Buffalo Soldiers were great baseball players and basketball players, and at one point, their summer games in baseball were keeping people from the church, and the chaplains and the pastors of the day, sort of approached the commanding officer at 40th and Allen and asked if the games could stop so that their parishioners could return to church. The commander at the time said, no, this is Sunday and we don't tell our troopers what to do on Sunday. But he was countermanded by one of his superiors. But there was a really lively sports scene, both in the wintertime with basketball. Also in the wintertime, they did several displays of their horsemanship at the fort, for the general public. They were all around good Burlingtonians for all said and done.
What was their role in the war effort?
Well, they fought in several wars, and they distinguished themselves first at San Juan Hill with Theodore Roosevelt, with Teddy Roosevelt. They also fought in the Philippines. They fought in Mexico. They were actually right after they left Vermont to go to the U.S.-Mexican border, where they were stationed for about 15, 16 years after that, I think. They were a good fighting force, and they were known as the Fighting 10th.
In 2009, there was an anniversary celebration that was held in Fort Ethan Allen, and many of the descendants of the Buffalo Soldiers attended. Did you hear from them any stories about these soldiers?
I was also at that 2009 celebration, and the sort of over-the-top glowing pride of being associated, of having one of your ancestors who was a Buffalo Soldier, was a real hallmark. And I have to say that, for the, other black troops that were sort of specialized, like the Tuskegee Airmen, also come to mind as being a venerable source of pride for African-American families who had members in those branches of the military.
Two new markers have been placed in Fort Ethan Allen, which is in Colchester and Essex, these new historical markers. What went into getting those placed in the fort?
Well, it was a year-long process of approaching the state with the idea that we need to commemorate Buffalo Soldiers as part of the Vermont African-American Heritage Trail. And the two historic markers are points 20 and 21 on the trail. There's a growing need, I believe, for Vermonters to know that black history is interwoven with Vermont history, and that the presence of the Buffalo Soldiers here. Also, I don't know if you were aware, but after the flood of 1927, segregated Civilian Conservation Corps troops came and built the dams in Barry after the 1927 flood. So, these are points of information that let Vermonters know that we might be the whitest state in the nation, but we've also been a state where black or African Americans have contributed vastly to our to where we are today.
That's Curtis Reed, Executive Director of the Vermont Partnership for Fairness and Diversity, talking with VPR's Rick Singeri about the Buffalo Soldiers. They were an African-American U.S. Army regiment that served at Fort Ethan Allen in Colchester from 1909 to 1913. A new historic marker commemorates their service. A second will be added in the spring. Learn more about state historic markers located all over Vermont at our website, vpr.net.